Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to another episode of the program Viewpoints with me, Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Rouhani and Sheikh Noor Muhammad. Sheikh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalamu rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And Sheikh Noor Muhammad, assalamu alaikum to you.
Salam alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
All right. For today's discussion, we want to talk about a group among the Shias known as Waqfiya. Why they did not accept the imamate of Imam al-Reza alayhi salam and stopped their line of imamate up to Imam al-Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam. Sheikh Noor Muhammad, let's start with you. Can you give us a background of this group? Who were Waqfis?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As you mentioned, Waqfiya, mainly it is famous for those people who have stopped on Imam al-Kadim alayhi salatu wasalam, and they did not accept the imamate of Imam al-Rida alayhi salatu wasalam, the eighth infallible Imam of Ahlul Bayt. And you know that this is a particular meaning of Waqfiya, and we have the general meaning of that.
Yes.
It has been mentioned that in the Islamic history, we have different forms of Waqfiya. For example, those people who stop and the imamate of Imam al-Baqir and other infallible Ahlul Bayt. We have the same story. But if I want to summarize some of the opinions and the belief of Waqfiya, generally speaking, first of all, they believe that Imam, he did not die or mat yet, rather he is alive. For example, in Imam al-Kadim, Imam al-Baqir and Imam al-Sadiq, different people, they have the same opinion that in this particular Imam is alive. And he is the promised savior, Al-Mahdi, okay?
Yes.
They have the same opinion. For most cases, they have these two opinions together. That first of all, Imam is alive and he is a hidden Imam. He went to the occultation and one day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let him to appear.
You mean Imam Musa al-Kazim is the last...
Yes.
Is a Mahdi of the time.
Exactly, okay. Is a Mahdi of the time.
Okay.
Generally speaking, they have these two ideals, and
that's
the
right.
Point here is that they did not. We have the same story in the some of the descendants of Ahlul Bayt.
All right.
Gradually, I will expand on that.
Yes,
for example, we have the Zaydiya, Ismailiyya, and different Islamic denominations.
All right.
They have the same ideal. That this, for example, descendant of Imam, he is alive, he is the promised Mahdi again.
All right.
The same
okay.
story what was happening.
Yes, that's right. But Sheikh Rouhani, didn't they know and didn't they hear Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam naming the next Imam, Imam al-Reza alayhi salam? And then they believed that after the Imam Musa al-Kazim's demise, there will be no Imam? They didn't have access to the Imam?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We know that Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salatu wassalam was imprisoned by Harun al-Rashid.
Yes.
According to some narrations, it was like 14 years. According to some other narration, it was like 19 years. Imam alayhi salatu wassalam was imprisoned.
Yes.
So it means that Imam alayhi salatu wassalam in the two last decades of his life did not have direct access to the companions of the imams.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it caused sometimes a problem that people didn't know whom they should follow after Imam Musa al-Kazim, because Imam al-Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam was martyred inside the prison.
All right.
And of course, only the pure mutahhar body of the imam was taken out of the prison and showed to the Shia people.
Yeah.
It shows that the people, the majority of the people did not have access to the imam. Maybe one of the reasons that caused this kind of deviation in tashayyu was this, that some people considered that there is no imam after Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salatu wassalam.
Yes.
But of course, two main groups were there at the time of Imam Rida alayhi salatu wassalam. The mainstream Shia scholars and majority and the Shia people, majority of the Shia people, they believed that Imam Rida was the next imam because he was appointed by Imam Musa al-Kazim. And the most trustworthy companions of the Imam al-Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam, they knew this fact.
Yes.
And also the other children of Imam Musa al-Kazim also, they knew this.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why so majority of the people followed Imam Rida alayhi salatu wasalam.
Yes.
But of course, few people, they remained as waqifiyah and stopped and halted the imamate and the Imam Musa al-Kadhim alayhi salatu wasalam. It happened, but later, after Imam Rida alayhi salatu wasalam, we see that this group, a waqifiyah group, actually completely, they were... what we can
eliminated
say, eliminated,
from this,
yes,
history,
because majority of the people followed Imam
except
Rida
at the time of Imam Hassan al-Askari.
Yeah,
because there were another group of Waqifi who believed that Hassan al-Askari, Imam Hassan al-Askari, was the last.
Yeah, historically talking, this kind of belief was from the very beginning of Islam was there.
Okay.
Some people like Kaysaniya or Saba'iyya, they believe that Imam Ali is the last Imam, and he is in his Ghaibah. And then we had on Imam al-Baqir again,
Imam al-Sadiq,
we had the same story.
Yes.
But of course, the mainstream Shia scholars and the majority of the Shia people and Mu'mineen, they believe that no, we have 12 Imams or 12 leaders, 12 Amir. That was mentioned by the hadith in the hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They all believe in this, and that is why Imam Rida was the true Imam after Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salatu
IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
And Imam Rida alayhi salam has a specific place in this chain of imamat, Shaykh Nur Muhammad. I mean, whoever believes in Imam Rida alayhi salam for sure is called a 12er Shia imam, isn't it? A Shia of Isna' Ashari. Because before that, we had Waqifis on Imam al-Baqir, Imam al-Sadiq, Zaydis, so many people. But whoever believes in the 8th imam, for sure believes in the next imam after Imam Rida alayhi salam. Is this authentic or not?
Yeah, exactly. We have the some of the scholars mentioned this point, and it is accurate, is right.
Yes.
And the point here, I just want to add on this point that we about the roots of Waqifiyyas. I mean, why they have these ideas of stopping on some imams.
That's right.
If you let me, I just want to elaborate on this point because it's relevant to our nowadays life, and it is very important to understand why they have the these kind of ideas.
All right.
Maybe the idea of the Waqifiyya is stemming from the it was political one.
Okay.
I mean, they want to get power, money, position. And because of this mundane life, they denied the imamate of some of the Ahlul Bayt. As you mentioned, for example, Imam al-Rida or other infallible Ahlul Bayt, as my dear brother mentioned, some of the Ahlul Bayt, alayhimu salatu wassalam. I want to say that looking to this world, I mean, have kind of tendency to this material life, trying to get a position and some of the material benefit, sometimes it causes that you may refute the imam of your imam of the time.
All right.
It is very dangerous idea.
Can we say it was a hypocrisy of the rulers of the time? Maybe bribing some of these tribes in order to call out the line of imamate.
It has different roots.
All right.
Some of what was the it was the engagement of some of the rulers of the time, regimes of the time. Some part of that is because of the material, mundane life.
Mm-hmm.
And some other point that it was because of the question and doubt that some people had with regard to the Islamic beliefs.
All right.
Again, this is important.
Yes.
You know that our scholar mentioned that your belief system must be accurate according to the reasonable, rational argument.
Mm-hmm.
All right. For example, about different Islamic beliefs with the unity of Allah subhanahu and so on and so forth. I mean, your worldview, your belief system, you should gain it via the reason, reasoning, rational reasoning. It is very important.
That's right.
Why have been put this emphasis on the Islamic belief? Because it secure you against the doubt and question of the different people. For example, nowadays you see in the social media, unfortunately, some people, they spread some doubt and question with regard to the imamah, to the, about the unity, tawhid of Allah, and in Islam in general. So for our dear listeners and for all of us, it is very important to have this accurate belief system. Try to have the reasonable, rational argument behind that, and try to understand Islamic belief system via your rational understanding and the rational reasoning. It is, I think, extremely important point that we should have it here.
That's all right. Okay. But all in all, Sheikh Rouhani, we could say that stopping on Imam Musa al-Kadhim alayhi salam was a deviation, isn't it?
Yes, of course.
And so, again, my question for you, what about the status of Imam Reza alayhi salam here as a link between the seven Imam before him and the other Imams after him, up until Imam al-Mahdi?
Yes, the role of Imam Reza alayhi salatu wasalam in the history of tashayyu is very much significant. He played a very great role because we know that the Imam Al-Jawad alayhi salatu wasalam, Imam Al-Hadi and Imam Hassan Al-Askari, they were all titled as children of Rida. They were called Ibn al-Rida. Because of the great personality and the character of the Imam Rida alayhi salatu wasalam, and because Imam Rida alayhi salatu wasalam was such a knowledgeable man and at his time, that when he had debates with the, let's say, the leaders of the non-Muslims, from the Jews, from the Christians, from the Sabaeans, from the Zoroastrians.
These debates and discussions are really famous, that's right.
And these debates showed the, let's say, the character of the Imam Rida alayhi salatu wasalam and his knowledge. So that's why, actually, as I said, the majority of people accepted that this man is the Imam of time by this highest level of knowledge that he had, and also by the purity, by the, let's say, the taqwa and faith and iman and sacrifices that he made for Islam.
All right.
All these characteristics of Imam Rida alayhi salatu wasalam made him known as the Imam of the time. So that's why after this Imam, we do not have any waqifiyya because because Imam Jawad was known as Ibn al-Rida. Imam al-Hadi was known as Ibn al-Rida. Imam al-Hassan al-Askari was known as Ibn al-Rida. Why? Because Imam Rida at that time was of such a, let's say, great personality and character among the people that even these imams were called children of Rida alayhi salatu wasalam.
Even we have a hadith from Imam al-Rida alayhi salam regarding the birth of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, that this is the most blissful and merciful birth of a child in the Shiite history. This was because of, some people might say that, first of all, Imam Reza alayhi salam became father at the age of 47, which was, we can't say late. And the people, most of the people might lose their hope in the next Imam. And the situation of the time in the council selecting an imam, because imam was sent into an exile in Khorasan, was really difficult for the next imam. So that's all right. I mean, Ibn al-Reza, Imam al-Jawad, and next imams. Can we say that those people who believe in the major occultation of Imam As are called Waqifis? They stopped or no? This being stopped and the 12th imam have been endorsed by Prophet Muhammad himself.
Yeah, you know, we in the Sunnite sources, we have a hadith from the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the truthful hadith, in which the Prophet says that after me, the leaders of my ummah will be 12 amir. The title amir is used by the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In this Shiite sources, we have 12 imams. So this the number 12 is mentioned very explicitly by the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and by Amir al-Mu'mineen, by the rest of A'imma alayhim as-salatu was-salam. By all of them, this number 12 is mentioned.
Yes.
So if people believe in 12 imams, they cannot be considered as waqifi. You know, waqifi are those people who stop MMA in a wrong kind of place.
In deviated way.
Yeah, and it's a kind of alteration made by some people in the tashayyu. But alhamdulillah, by mainstream scholars of Shia, the ideas and the beliefs of these deviated people are criticized. And they actually guided the Shia Muslims into the right path by introducing the 12 imams to them correctly later.
That's all right. Thank you very much, Sheikh Rouhani and Sheikh Noor Muhammad. For more information, our dear listeners can refer to a book which was authored by Riaz Muhammad Habib al-Nathari, titled as Al-Waqifiyya. In this book, we can say he tackled the historical background of the Waqifis group, why, and the main reasons over there, in terms of, we can say, narrations, in terms of Rajal and the historical background, very much authentic book regarding Al-Waqifiyya group. Thank you very much, both of you, dear experts, and thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Viewpoints. Please, for more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanah.
IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
I know that you could easily take away everything you've given me, and I try to remember not to take anything for granted, 'cause I know that one day suddenly this will all come to an end. So my last wish is for you to be pleased with me.